Hachette Audio presents They Can't Kill Us All, Ferguson, Baltimore, and a New Era in America's Racial Justice Movement. Written by Wesley Lowery. Read by Ron Butler. For Jance, Ty, and Feeney, from a boy they helped grow into a man. Introduction. The story. Okay, let's take him. Within seconds, two officers grabbed me, each seizing an arm, and shoved me against the soda dispenser that rested along the front wall of the McDonald's where I had been eating and working. As I released my clenched hands, my cell phone and notebook fell to the tiled floor. Then came the sharp sting of the plastic zip tie as it was sealed around my hands, pinching tight at the corners of my wrists. I'd never been arrested before, and this wasn't quite how I'd imagined it would go down. 2 days earlier, I'd been sent to Ferguson, Missouri, to cover the aftermath of the police shooting of Michael Brown, an unarmed black 18-year-old. The fatal gunshots, fired by a white police officer, Darren Wilson, were followed by bursts of anger in the form of both protests and riots. Hundreds and then thousands of local residents had flooded the streets. They demanded answers. They demanded justice. In the first 48 hours on the ground, I filled a notebook, the soft words uttered through thick tears by Leslie McSpadden, Brown's mother, as she stood for the family's first press conference since Mike's death. Scenes of destruction.